Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Because he is about two things. One sentence answers and football.
Okay, I'm glad you at least
said it. What a
nice
kid. No, seriously, he's very nice. Sincerely, it put up with a fair amount in that interview.
Not long-winded, we'll say that.
Not verbose, all right?
No, doesn't have to be.
But concise.
That's a good way to spin it.
Very concise.
That's a good way to spin it, yeah.
But didn't give us, listen, let's give him credit. He didn't give us one-word answers.
No.
He could have been a chotch about that. There was no chotch there. There was very respectful football player vibes.
He sounded like a seasoned vet is what he sounded like. When it comes to the answers, because you know you can easily give us a bunch of the Shador stuff in between all these other ways, and he really did.
Now I do think this begs the question because somebody used to work here did text me and said sounds like a seasoned pro, like he has been put through media training.
Oh yeah, okay, so they have my same observation.
All right, so it's either that or he just has no personality. It's definitely one of those two things, or both of them.
He started to light up when we asked about whether or not the prank call was real.
He seems pissed about that.
That was like the play-by-play. He gave a whole play-by-play with that answer.
He referenced a few times how much it bugged him, but here was his answer there.
That was a real video. I got prank called, but it's kind of weird how it all came along. So the Browns, Andrew Berry, and then Coach Stefanski and everyone called me up for my FaceTime video off of Cleveland area code, obviously. And then I answered that, had my conversation, told me they were picking me. I was really excited. Then I got another call like a few seconds after I hung up the phone from another Cleveland number. So I thought it was just like someone from the staff reaching out to me with more information on what's next. So I answered the phone. And then it was someone trying to be Coach Stefanski, but I was kind of confused with the whole thing because they prank called me after I got picked. So he was like, this is Coach Stefanski here, we're going to pick you. I was kind of confused, and then he obviously had his moment of glory or whatever you may call that. But yeah, I've just been trying to deal with it. You know, there's a lot of people calling me, so I'm going to have to get a new phone here or something.
So whoever did that, I'd be very careful walking around these Cleveland streets because he mentioned multiple times, not thrilled that he has to get a new phone because he mentioned that specific thing. Like, hey, have you met Shador? Have you heard about Shador? Have you seen about him? Have you ever shook hands with Shador? Because you were very excited about the Shador question.
I had to keep asking him something.
I mean, I'll tell you that the way you asked the question, you sounded like a Shador fanboy.
Okay,
did I? Was that over the line?
No, I was trying to figure out how to process that one and to be
okay.
What am I do? Run from saying I like Shador Sanders?
Would you like to be friends with Shador
Sanders? Are you a Mason Graham fanboy? Maybe
yes.
Before that interview. I don't know.
That's a good question. But I'm not hey, would you like to be friends, Mason?
I would now that might be a bit much. You know, I don't care. What if I ever expressed an interest in being friends with a 22-year-old? You're the one that wants to go to Jax's parties in his basement with all these other 22-year-olds.
That is a gross misrepresentation of the situation.
To be a wrestling party.
Did he not want
to go to the wrestling party with Jax and all his 22-year-old friends?
Did I say I wanted to go, or did I say I wanted to be invited?
You wanted the invite. I remember the invite.
Why? So I could politely decline.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have zero interest in any relatability with any 22-year-old, so I don't care about that in the slightest bit.
Mm.
Now, did I think from a from a content perspective, might be nice if Mason Graham talked about the most important part of the draft for the Browns when it comes to attention, and that was Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, that one's gonna. Thought so. That video is gonna get at least 500 views, I think.
Well, I mean, if he'd given us a great answer, maybe we would have had something.
No, I hate Shedeur.
Maybe if he was like, yeah,
I'm glad Shedeur, he dropped.
Shedeur texted me hashtag legendary. We're meeting up for brews later on tonight. Can't wait to hang out with them. And all of a sudden, we have ourselves a hit on our hands here, Nick.
It's funny. We tried. I mean, he's a really, really sincerely nice kid. And that absolutely does shine through. I mean, you threw the Michigan thing there at the end about the cheating. And then I made the mistake of saying the word we don't say, Connor Stallions. And he still said goodbye. There was a debate. There was. Because there were a couple times where there were gaps in between our question and his answer.
Yeah, I didn't know the phone wasn't working right or if he was just thinking a lot.
I was debating whether he was going to actually answer and say goodbye.
Now, I did think it was really funny how, so every draft preview that I read and everything about Mason Graham that I read, they kept bringing up the idea that he's like this awesome wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He's just this great world-class wrestler. And it made it seem like he was like one of the best wrestlers in the state, or really in the country. And the idea that he was like, no, like it helped me, but I wasn't really great at it. I just kind of used my brute force to just win matches. That was refreshing. That was very nice. And that was good insight.
But I think it was just being humble.
I mean, he said he didn't win states. He said he went to state, but he didn't win states.
Yeah, but California's a big-ass state. Like, there's a lot of wrestlers in that state. So I to mean, go
he,
to
he,
state.
His words, not mine, that he said he had no technique. He just used brute force.
Mason Graham, great stuff with Mason. Seems like a very nice young man. We don't have to worry anything about Mason Graham. The Call of Duty thing was funny because he's just like, I like killing zombies. And I was like, that's the most 21-year-old answer. Here's the thing, though. I haven't played Call of Duty in so long. Because, again, I think I stopped at whatever the World War II one was. That, like, when people talk about it now, it might as well be a different... It might as well be a completely different game.
Yeah, I don't know what year the year that your Call of Duty came out in, but it was not when Mason Graham had played it.
I believe Mason Graham was about 9 when that, version
what it was?
Of the game came out. Mac, you look itching to talk there. You okay?
No, I was just thinking about the year that the Black Ops came out that he was talking about. I think it was 2011. Mm. So just trying to think back to that. So,
Oh, the game he likes to play has been around for 14 years.
Yeah,
and he still plays it.
Yeah, Black Ops came out 2011. Black Ops 2, I want to say, came out like 2014, I want to say.
Mac does have a nice niche on the show. You can tell us about these things.
Of Call of Duty knowledge.
Yeah.
I have no idea about it.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you and your 22-year-old friends can get that going, too. And then we can watch some WrestleMania and take in some Call of Duty together.
Have you heard about Shedeur? Would you like to be his friends?
Maybe.
Can he help me be friends?
Now, him and Jax would be... I think they could be good friends.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Jax would look like Michael Jackson next to Mason Graham.
I thought you were going
to
make a Judkins joke.
I was trying to think of like an electric personality that just comes alive. Jax would just be, because Jax is a low-key kid himself. Jax would be like The Rock. He'd be like Dwayne Johnson. It'd just be that comparative to young Mason Graham there. Now, for Mason Graham to a wide receiver yet unsigned from the NFL draft, anybody else kind of
blown away that Isaiah Bond, the Texas wide receiver, hasn't signed yet?
Yeah, I'm interested in the story, and I'm interested for a couple different perspectives. I want to see if they could take somebody. They just took Deontay Johnson, and he's all sorts of a headache. I want to see if they would go down that road again and go after someone that he claims false allegations and coercion attempt. But he was supposed to be a mid-round pick. There's a lot of talent there. You could treat it like a third, fourth-round selection. I just don't think the Browns are the team to be bringing these type of people in. But I didn't think it with Deontay Johnson, and that didn't stop him either.
So it's interesting. Bond, actually, I don't know if you said this just there, filed a lawsuit against the person who accused him.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a part of the story. In the NFL, I was surprised that didn't maybe sway people. All right, if we talk about
did they just think it was status quo? Is that all they thought about it maybe? The timing of it was really awful for him, right?
Yeah.
And the idea, it was April 10th that he turned himself in on the sexual assault warrant. Mm-hmm. There's just not enough time to clear your name to everyone.
And it's interesting, okay, here's the thing. Isaiah Bond is a really fast kid. He's kind of the typical wide receiver out of Texas. Like, I don't know that I love the wide receivers that keep coming out of Steve Sarkisian's offense there. But here's where I struggle. Like, on one hand, because of what he's been accused of, I can't go all in and be like, they should go get this guy. And I can't even, like, because we had the Deontay Johnson thing the other day.
Yeah.
Where it's like, why are we even doing the Deontay Johnson thing? Like, when great franchises say, no more from you, in season when they're trying to win a championship like Baltimore and Houston did last year.
Yeah.
Even then, I can't be like, well, I'd rather have Isaiah Bond than Deontay Johnson. Because the thing that I struggle with is NFL teams, I don't want to say they don't care, but when it comes to talent, especially cheap talent, I mean, Lyle Collins there was a rumor out of him when he was in the draft where he was supposed to be a first, second-round pick. He went undrafted because there had been a rumor spread about him that he was involved in a murder in I think, Louisiana. And it turned out that he actually wasn't even a suspect. He had just been interviewed because he knew the person.
Yeah.
That before that even happened, he signed as an undrafted free agent with Dallas. So there is a part of me like, if teams have yet to sign Isaiah Bond, and we are 5 days removed
from
round. You
think there's much more to this?
I mean, I would imagine like teams. The Browns seem to do their due diligence, but it does seem as if they're, I don't want to say collusion, but it does seem like I can't believe the kid's not signed.
I assumed a team like the Eagles, for instance, not the Eagles necessarily, but a team like the Eagles who's taken on Jalen Carter and all sorts of guys that come with a little bit more baggage than others. Like those type of teams, the teams we look at that have a lot of success and have been able to take these guys, and the Ravens are one of those teams as well. I just assumed he'd already be signed by one of them.
So if we talk about, is the talent worth it? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
If the Browns, and again, the Browns have people that work for the organization that should be able to suss this stuff out. In fairness, their due diligence previously, when being flat out told by teams, hey, don't sign this guy, he's a problem, they've not listened to it. So I don't even know that I can, hey, if the Browns signed him, it means they did their due diligence and they're comfortable. We'll see. But, like, in a season where you didn't take a wide receiver in this draft, you have a bunch of young guys that none of whom should stop you if you think this kid was a second or third round pick. He just was a victim of circumstance. None of them should stop you from doing this because this is the perfect job for a kid like that. I mean, like, a perfect opportunity for a kid like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, heck, you could make the roster, and by the end of the season, you could be the number one or number two receiver. That's how thin things are in Cleveland. I at this point, I don't know how I could respond to this, given the lack of clarity here, and feel good about if the Browns actually did it.
It just, the only thing I would say is that the Browns have shown us nothing when it comes to, there are two type of teams in the NFL, the type of teams that take chances on guys like this and the type of teams that immediately shut the door and say, we're not going to go ahead and do this. The Browns are the first team. Like, the Browns are that type of team that would take a chance on someone like this if they thought that there was enough value there and they thought that there was enough that they could go ahead and make the case that he's headed in the right direction. I think the fact that it just happened so close to the draft and it hasn't been cleared up is what's holding them back here.
So I think what I struggle with is, again, if you sign this kid tomorrow, and The worst case scenario is you get him in the building, you don't like him, and you cut him immediately.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's, and that, it is the definition of low risk, high reward. I guess the thing that had me so disappointed about the Deontay Johnson thing is you didn't really have to make any deal with the Devils this year or this offseason because you're not trying to win a championship this year. And so I was so disappointed about the Deontay thing. Like, let the locker room heal, right? Get all the guys who are just problematic for one reason or another the hell out of there. So just the good dudes can go out there and you can just disseminate who's a good dude, who's the future of the franchise, and who's not.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I guess that's a struggle for me of like, if they did it, I can't necessarily knock them. But I'd probably feel, for different reasons, again, Deontay isn't accused of anything like this, and I should draw the line there. I mean, I was pretty incensed that they signed Deontay in the moment. I probably have to feel some similar way about this as well.
And I think I would too as well, but it's just they've shown us that they are willing to take chances on guys like this. They have been. So like if it does happen, I think you'll be mad about it. I think I'll be mad about it. We'll talk about it. And ultimately, though, we shouldn't be surprised that it happens if it does go down that way.
And here's the thing. Because of the Deontay thing, I definitely – like it's now compounding of like if you bring Deontay in and this kid and it's like, all right, what are we doing to the locker room here? And people can dispel this as, well, it's only training camp. It's only the preseason. To hell, guys. Like, training camp, mini camps, training camp, and the preseason, that's when you're trying to build culture. That's when you're trying to build togetherness. Bringing divisive dudes in the locker room at that point, I think, is just as bad as if you brought them in the middle of the year. 216-474-0092. I want to say, listen, I know we had our little jokes there. Thank you again to Mason Graham for joining us. Seems like a really nice kid. Seems like it truly is all about ball, but Isaiah Bond is yet to be picked up. Does the Deontay Johnson signing take you out of the running for a move like this? In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.